My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you. Protecting you since 1972.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811-029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite cheer on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and put the life back in life insurance.
42-0, the score at the half in the first CCL football game of the week of the 2018 season. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran back here in the studios. And for the Irish, a huge game so far from Tobias Thomas. He's doing it catching the ball, running the ball, punt returning the ball. He's doing it every which way. And Dublin Sciota just way too much to handle for D. Coker's Cardinals in this one.
Yeah, that was pretty evident early on. You know, it was big plays, four touchdowns, first four series for Sciota. St. Charles did get the stop, but that was just, you know, temporarily. You know, I mean, Sciota just took it up and scored a couple more touchdowns to close out the half.
Let's go ahead and get you up to date on the week one action for the Catholic teams in the area first. And, of course, it all got started last night as Newark Catholic took on Maysville in Ryan Aiello's first game as the Green Wave head coach. And Newark Catholic gets a last-minute touchdown pass to get the 17-13 win in Coach Aiello's debut. A huge win for Newark Catholic coming off a down year and losing their coach, Bill Franks, who had been there for 16 years.
Yeah, and any coach will tell you, it is great to start off a win. Obviously, there are 16 coaches in Central Ohio in the This Week coverage area that are first-year coaches. And those first-year coaches right now are 1-0. You know, that's not going to last, but it started out last night 1-0.
Yeah, and we talked to Coach Aiello earlier tonight. Still didn't have much of a voice from that game last night, but you could tell how happy he was with his kids. He was really proud of their resolve and their fight in that one.
Yeah, and as a first-year coach, too, that's what you want to see. You're still learning about them. They're still learning about you. I mean, you know, case in point, you know, Tennyson Varney said, you know, hey, we feel like we're starting to build the foundation. He's in his second year at Grove City. So it takes a little bit of time, but, you know, they did it. And, you know, obviously it's something they're really going to be able to build off of.
So a good start last night for the area Catholic teams. Not so good tonight, however, as Sciota, of course, beating St. Charles 42-0 in ours at the half. Actually, they're getting ready to start the second half. Hartley is trailing Toledo Central Catholic 21-0. And third year in a row, these two have kicked the year off against each other. Fourth year that they've played each other, and some of these games have been classics. TCC just too much in the first half, at least, for Hartley tonight.
Yeah, in the first half. And Coach Birchfield, you know, I guess I really would expect Hartley to come out you know, a little bit better in the second half. But if you're Ryan Wiggins, aren't you glad you're playing on Saturday? The way the CCL teams are playing tonight?
Yeah, just a little bit. Hartley will get the ball to start the second half, however. Dublin Jerome got out to a big 28-0 lead over Waterston. Just before the half, though, Waterston scored. It's 28-7 Jerome. And, Lee, I said this week in our picks for this week. This game was close last year. Waterston just doesn't have the numbers this year to keep up with Jerome.
Well, I think the most amazing number, one of the most amazing numbers, I read through our Friday Night Live high school preview guide, read all 75 previews, and then read through all the game one previews. You know, one of the things that really stuck out to me, Waterston lost 37 seniors last year. Grades 10 through 12, they have 37 kids. That's you just don't expect Waterston to have those kind of numbers. It just really catches up to you when you're playing a Division I team like Dublin Jerome, who's been in the playoffs the last 2 years.
And what it makes that even more crazy is that Waterston, enrollment-wise, is one of the biggest Division III schools. So for them to just have 37 varsity players is pretty baffling.
Well, as you and I talked earlier in the week, you know, that just runs in cycles, and they're going to get the numbers back up there where they want to be. And, you know, but boy, you know, they just struggled the last couple years. You know, then the numbers dip. You know, it looks like they're probably going to struggle again this year. You know, this isn't the Waterston program. You know, I've been at Central High 25 years now, and this isn't the Waterston program that I kind of grew up with here in Central Ohio. You know, I'm used to, you know, the team that won state in 2010, that had just strings of playoff games, that, you know, had some of the greatest high school games I've seen when they would lock up with DeSales. I mean, you dropped everything and went to that game because you know, even as a fan, you sat there and you walked out and you thought you had bruises just from how hard these guys were hitting each other. I'd just like to see Waterston get back, start making strides to get back to that level.
Yeah, and we'll see if this late touchdown in the first half gives them any momentum heading into the second half. Over at Fortress Field in Obetz tonight, Reedy at the half is trailing Genoa 7-0. I'd have to think that's a little bit of a win for the Silver Knights because Genoa's a playoff team from last year, a perennial power up there in Northwest Ohio, and it's just 7-0 Silver Knights losing.
Yeah, best I can tell, Reedy was a playoff team last year too, right?
They were.
Okay. All right. So, you know, I mean, yeah, Genoa is a real good team. You know, but this is a start of a season for Reedy that is just, it's off the hook for them. I mean, they got Genoa, then they got West Jeff, then they got Hartley. Those teams were a combined 32-6 last year. You know, Genoa had the worst record of 8-3. So, you know, Reed's really got their work cut out for him. A win tonight would be huge for Brian Cross and the Knights.
I've got my work cut out for me, too, if you're pulling stats like that out at halftime already in the 2018 season.
Hey, it's not preseason anymore, Ryan. You gotta bring it here.
Fisher Catholic, 21-7. They lead Crooksville at the half. Doug Miller, very in his second season with the Irish, very impressed with the work his team put in the offseason. And Crooksville beat Fisher Catholic last year, so good for the Irish to have the lead there at the half in this one. And then you mentioned it, DeSales plays tomorrow. They'll be over at Huber Heights Wayne taking on Dayton Dunbar, a playoff team from last year as well.
A playoff team that after they got in the playoffs ended up firing their coach. You know, I didn't look into it too much, but when I read that, I'm thinking, you know, even and the coach had a winning record. I think he was 31-21, so they had a couple trips to the playoffs. And I guess sometimes you just wear out your welcome.
Some pretty big games outside of the Catholic teams here in the area tonight. Starting off week one, of course, Walnut Ridge got a 55-7 win over Mifflin last night in a game between two City League teams. Let's just run through a couple of the scores real quick of some of the bigger games. New Albany at the half leads Westerville South 17-7. Johnstown has a 29-14 lead over Big Walnut. Gahanna down in Cincinnati playing at the Pit, and they trail Elder 17-0. Westerville Central has a 9-6 lead over Whitehall. Pick North 7-0 over Liberty. And in that one, Lee, a story that could go forward here, we'll have to see, but Liberty quarterback Mitchell Okule, one of the better ones in the area, has left this game with an ankle injury. So that's something we're going to have to watch here as the night and maybe the season progresses.
Yeah, Jared Ory from this week's out at that game, and I've texted him trying to find out if he's got any kind of updates. Remember that this game last year was 42-0. And it wrapped up the non-conference season for Liberty, and then they went on and won eight in a row. So, you know, I was kind of curious about this game. It was our game of the week. So, but, you know, it's going to be a tough road if Okule is going to be out any kind of length of time beyond tonight.
Connor Parrish in under center for the Patriots. Much closer game, though, this year. As you mentioned, the Panthers blew them out last year. Hilliard Darby, we mentioned, has a 10-8 lead over Olentangy. Dublin Kaufman, 21-7 over Perrysburg. Reynoldsburg and UA are tied at 7 at the half. Olentangy Orange has a 14-7 lead over Kilbourne. And Bradley and Findlay are tied at 7 at the half as well. Don't forget, after the game, guys, it's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Lee and I will bring you the scores from all the area games, and we'll talk to the winning coaches as well. And Lee, before we throw it back, just wanted to mention 40-14, Olentangy Berlin in their first game as a program leads. Leads Briggs tonight, 40-14 again. That score, gotta feel pretty good for Coach Nori and the Bears.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm surprised or not, because about 35-40 of those players came from Olentangy. Orange didn't get hit as hard, but you're talking about an area, Olentangy, where Orange, Olentangy, and Liberty all made the playoffs the last 2 years. So there's a lot of football talent up in that area, and it's given more kids a chance to play. What, Johnny Spinner, first three touchdowns in Berlin history? Yeah, and I will say I'm a little bit surprised the score is as wide as it is, though, because Briggs isn't a bad team. They were 4-6 last year.
And a couple more scores just coming across, Lee. Genoa has scored again, so they lead Reedy 14-0. Davidson has scored again. They lead Grove City 24-0. And Grandview has a 14-0 lead over Centennial. Again, don't forget the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. Lee will have more nuggets after the game, plus we'll have all the scores as well. We're going to head back out to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf at Walt Plank Field right after this break. 42-0, Dublin Scioto lead St. Charles in the CCL Football Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Save up to $7,000 on a new Jeep Cherokee or Chrysler Pacifica during the summer clearance event. Release a new Ram 1500 for just $213 a month. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. If you have a passion for serving others, at Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Father Capodanno was a Marine chaplain in the Vietnam War. His Marines loved him because he always put his life second to their needs. A battle broke out where 500 Marines were surrounded by 2,500 North Vietnamese Army. One man was about to be killed when Capodanno picked him up, threw him through the air into a ditch, and saved his life. Another man was hit with shrapnel. When Capodanno got up to him, a bubble of peace descended. All he heard was the chaplain's voice. God is with us. Someone will get you out. Father Capodanno didn't make it out that day. He was running to minister to a medic and was shot 27 times in the back. He got the Medal of Honor. The USS Capodanno was named after him. He's been declared Servant of God by the Catholic Church. His name is in the Vietnam War Memorial, and the only way to see it is to kneel. The way he died is how we're supposed to live. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Thank you. And welcome back to Walt Plank Field. We're at halftime, 42-0 to counter this one. Dublin Scioto walking all over the St. Charles Cardinals in the first game of the season. Glad to have you aboard as we're up in the press box. Jim Lauer was busy with other commitments tonight, so we lost him here at halftime. We are trading him for a future draft choice. Let's take a look at the stats from the first two quarters of play. Total offense so far in this contest for Dublin Scioto, 303 yards for St. Charles, 144. Rushing for the Irish, 108 to 64 for St. Charles, 195 for Scioto, and 80 for the Cards. First downs, Larry, ironically, a stat that means nothing, St. Charles now leads that category 10 to 9.
Well, you can only get one first down when you go 60 yards. I mean, you got one play 60 yards, one play 60 yards, one play 40-some yards, and then no plays, punt return 63 yards. There are no first downs to be had.
And when you look at the penalties in the first half, two for Scioto for 15 yards, five for St. Charles for 40 yards. We had one turnover in this first half, a fumble by St. Charles. Recapping the scoring in this contest, it started with a 65-yard touchdown pass from Rogers to Thomas, across to the PAT. It was a one-play 65-yard drive that took 17 seconds. It was 7-0. Then Thomas from 2 yards out on a run after the 63-yard catch by Newhart. And Crosa out of the PAT. It was a three-play 60-yard drive. 53 seconds evaporated. It was 14-0 in the first. But wait, we're not through. Hurlick then on a 2-yard run. Crosa out of the PAT. That culminated a five-play 59-yard drive. 1:12 off the clock. 21-0. One more score in the first quarter as Pinnell went in on a 69-yard touchdown run. Crosa with the PAT. Two plays. 77 yards. It only took 26 seconds. 28-0 was the count after the first quarter of play. Then in the second quarter, Thomas on a 61-yard punt return. Crosa added the PAT, made it 35-0. Then Rogers on a 42-yard pass to Pinnell that he hit in stride, waist level at the 8-yard line, took it in the last 8. One play, 42 yards. That took James Bond, 007, and it was 42-0. And that's the score we have here at halftime. All right, if you're Carl Johnson, we mentioned, if you're Deke Hoker, what you're saying, if you're Carl Johnson, how do you keep your team from being too high?
Well, first thing you do is you're probably going to play your first unit one series. That's it. They're going to get one series. You tell them ahead of time, and you tell those young kids, get yourself ready to go. You're going to get a chance to play, and this is your chance to put whatever you want to put on film. And one of the things you tell those kids, what do you want to see on film? Don't put something on film you don't want to see. So you better hustle. You better play like your hair's on fire. And for a young kid, for Dublin Scioto, who's going to get a chance to play on Friday night, he may get a chance to show his coaches that, hey, maybe I'm not as deep on the depth chart as you think. Maybe if, you know, Billy gets a little sprained ankle, I can do this job. You don't need to look at somebody else. I can do this job. And so it's a chance for some of these young kids to show that they can do the job.
Another point, too, is neither of these players or neither of these teams and their players have gone 4 quarters yet with the scrimmages and everything. So we'll see what's going to happen here in the second half. And again, they won't really play a full 4 quarters with this going on. With that being said, one other thing about Deke Hoker, do you tell your team, listen, nobody is guaranteed a position right now?
You're losing 42-0. I mean, you've got a lot of players going both ways. So if you got another player who's close that can step up, that helps because it takes somebody off the field. If you look at their offensive and defensive lines, they're almost identical for St. Charles. If the next guy up can give us 10, 12 plays a game, that's huge. That's huge. It takes somebody off the field.
Melillo was one of the guys that came off the bench to play at linebacker that played pretty well in that first half. We saw St. Charles do a little better, too, with that two-back look as well. When Eversole came in, and Bryant with a lead blocker to have Papa in there blocking seemed to help them a little bit with the drives.
That's right. And St. Charles is going to need the ability down the road. Not tonight. It's not going to matter tonight. But they're going to need the ability down the road to run clock. To not have to pass the ball 40 times to win this thing. They have a good quarterback. They've got good receivers. They've got a sound passing game system. They just need to do something to take the pressure off.
I'm going to give you a couple minutes to think about this, but I want you to try to recall the biggest comeback your team made at halftime while you were a head coach to come back and win a game, if it was 10 points, 20, or whatever. We're going to look at some of the individual stats in the first half. Rogers passing Kyron was 6 of 11 for 195 yards and 2 touchdowns. Pinnell had 1 carry for 69 yards and a touchdown. Good work if you can get it. He also had 2 catches for 50 yards. Thomas, 1 catch, 65 yards and a touchdown. 2 carries, 16 yards and a touchdown. 61 yards on a punt return for a touchdown. And then when you look at St. Charles, DiNapoli was 12 of 29 passing. 29 pass attempts in the first half for 80 yards. Bryant had 7 carries for 30 yards in the first 2 quarters of action. All right, as you reflect back on your vast coaching knowledge in all the years you were either a head coach or even as an assistant coach, can you remember the biggest comeback your team ever made?
Well, we were losing 21-3 up in Cleveland to Cleveland University School, and their quarterback was throwing just aces. I mean, we couldn't stop him no matter what we did. He was calling the entire offense at the line of scrimmage. So we went in at halftime and looked at our D coordinator. I said, Terry, what are you going to do? He goes, I don't have a clue. I said, all right, I'll talk to the offense. You guys figure out what you're going to do on defense, because we didn't have a clue.
Right.
And when I came back out, I said, and he said, we still don't have a clue. He goes, we can't stop this kid. I said, all right, so we'll figure something out. So we're talking to our kids about tackling better and all that good stuff that you coach about. And something just popped in my head. I said, listen, he's calling everything at the line of scrimmage. Why don't we have our linebackers repeat exactly what he's saying? If he says Brown 52, we yell Brown 52 and act like we know what's coming. We'll turn around, we'll make hand signals, act like we know what we're doing. Well, don't you know, he started throwing incompletions, crazy things happen. The next thing you know, they're at the 1 yard line, going to put the game out of reach. It's 21-17, and he gets under the guard and snaps the ball, and they fumble it at the 2. 3 plays later, we go 93 yards on a shovel pass and win the game 24-21. I said, don't shower. Get on the bus and let's get out of town before we get hurt. And it's the craziest game. But, I mean, there have been other comebacks, I know. But sometimes at halftime, you don't have an answer. You don't have an answer. And you go, the kids are looking at you like, come on, coach, this is what you get paid for. This isn't what I get paid for. I get paid to win, and this is not happening.
So in a post-game interview,
oh, we had them all the way. We had them all the way.
What would you say? I wanted to hear that.
We made great adjustments at halftime. And our kids really, they really answered the call. They did all the things we asked them to do, which they did, which we asked them to do absolutely nothing. But it worked. Absolutely nothing worked. And by the way, that quarterback went on to John Carroll University. He set all the passing records at John Carroll. Nobody could stop
him. It wasn't Arth, was it?
No, I can't remember his name. It was an Italian kid that just threw, I mean, he threw aces. We couldn't stop him. You could put 13 guys on defense. I was talking about trying to get the 4-4-5 defense on the field. I didn't think they'd let that happen. You'd think I'm kidding. I'm not. We had no answer for this kid. And all we did was mimic his call.
You are the Bull Durham of football.
I'm glad you didn't use the other word with bull.
We're going to take a break with about 1:45 left to the start of the second half. Again, we'll have the continuous clock as we start the third quarter. But as we head to quarter number 3, we'll take a break and remind you it's Dublin Scioto 42, St. Charles nothing. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.